Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. The ultimate guide on the hard shoulder.
Yes, Fionn Davenport is with me for another edition of The Ultimate Guide. And this week we're going to Indianapolis.
We are, Kieran.
Why?
I know. Because Aer Lingus started a direct service to Indianapolis about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
It's an interesting one because you kind of go, really? Why Indianapolis?
Yeah, it was the question that immediately sprung to my mind, Fionn, I'll be honest with you.
Again, it was a question I had, but now I'd never been to Indianapolis before I went. So there are apparently 51 companies based in Indiana that also have connections to Ireland. But that's, you know, by
okay,
the way,
yeah.
So that's going to fill some seats. It's also the first direct service to Europe from Indianapolis, which means that Dublin Airport all of a sudden becomes a gateway airport for people coming from Indianapolis.
To go to Paris or London
yes,
or wherever
exactly.
there else it happens to be.
And from our perspective, so Indianapolis is called the crossroads of America because it sits at the intersection of four major highways. But it's like, it's 3 hours from Chicago, it's 2 hours from Louisville, it's 2 hours from, you know, cities in Ohio. It's like, it's close to everywhere in the kind of the central states.
Yeah.
So it's a, and in and of itself, I have to say, I went with zero expectations.
Yeah. Can I tell you what I know about Indianapolis?
Well,
you know what I'm going to say,
yeah.
The Indy 500. And that's about it. And literally when you told me
weeks.
The other day we were doing this, I said, oh, the Indy 500.
Yeah.
And that's all I could say.
The world's biggest single day sporting event.
Is that what it is?
Yes. There are. So the stadium and, or the speedway.
Yeah.
Is a 2.5 mile track surrounded by grandstands. 340,000 people will pile into
wow.
it in 2 weeks' time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just to watch cars going in a circle.
Ah, here. Yeah, I know, yeah. It's like watching 22 men kick a pigskin around a pitch.
No, but come on. It is a bit.
It's amazing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
It's the end. First of all, because, look, you'd have to be
if
a motor.
If it was that amazing, it would exist in other countries.
We call it Formula One.
Yeah, where they go around bends in both directions.
Weirdly enough, and this is, I find myself in the weird position of defending IndyCar series because there's more overtaking in IndyCar. And also, people confuse IndyCar with NASCAR. NASCAR is not IndyCar. So NASCAR is like, you know those kind of like...
Same thing. One's in a saloon, one's in a faster looking car.
No, one's in a bloody car that looks like a Formula One car.
Yeah, but still the same thing.
Why are you so down on Indy 500?
It's a rubbish sport. So many North American sports are rubbish. Evidenced by the fact that they don't really exist anywhere else.
If you are a motor racing fan, the Speedway itself is an amazing place. And they've just spent $46 million doing the museum. So the museum is brilliant. It has a simulator. It has loads of old cars. Now you will be like eyes firmly stuck in the top of your head as you eye roll your way through this amazing museum.
I suspect I'd get swept along, actually.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
You can also do lots of different tours. Like you can do like a Kiss the Brick. So we did the Kiss the Bricks tour.
Sorry, what's the, so this is the kind of the actual, like not cobbles, but there was...
Yes, they were bricks. So the original, when the track was laid out in the 1910s or whatever it was just brick.
That's
so it was
mad.
Like it was paving, like you can see it, the bricks. And so over the years, obviously, they've asphalted it. Now it's like smooth tarmac.
But they've left a strip of brick.
A yard, which is the finishing line. And the tradition is for the winner of the race, when they get out of the car, they go over and they kiss the yard of
okay,
bricks.
Okay, cool.
And then the pagoda, which is the big kind of, I guess, the broadcast stand that's just like right at the finishing. So you can visit all these things. And like, look, my brother is a motor racing fanatic. I'm not. But I was really swept up by it. I thought it was fantastic. And then you have to go to Long's Donuts because it's the best donut shop I've ever been to in my life.
Really?
Yeah, it's a tradition apparently. If you're going to the Speedway, you have to stop at this donut shop that is as bare bones as you can get. It takes no cards or anything. None of your nonsense. One of the people I was with asked for a cappuccino and I think they were going to chase her out the shop. It's like, no,
oh, really?
you can have a frosted, you can have a glazed donut and you can get out,
right,
but they're really,
okay.
really tasty. Yeah.
What else then? I mean, in and around the speedway, are there other things to do beyond kissing brakes and eating donuts?
So you can spend your day, you can play golf. So Pete Dye, the famous golf designer, who I'm sure you've heard of, he's from Indianapolis. So he designed a golf course that kind of crosses in and out of the racetrack. So four of the holes are inside the track. Like, this is to give you a sense of the size of this track.
Right.
Yeah, it's huge. Like, you got to fit, you know, nearly 400,000 people in somewhere.
But some of the holes are inside.
Yeah, four of the holes are inside.
Gorn Racetrack or Leopardstown.
So you go in underneath and then anyway. And so, yeah, there's a really nice golf course there. And the other thing is you play a game when you're it's like name some famous Hoosiers, like which is people from Indiana. And so Kurt Vonnegut, the post-war writer.
Oh,
he wrote Breakfast of Champions.
Oh,
Slaughterhouse-Five.
Oh, yeah.
That's also
yeah.
Kurt Vonnegut. So he's from Indianapolis, and they have a museum dedicated to their favorite hometown son. And it was quite funny because I went on a tour, and if you're a Kurt Vonnegut fan or fans of post-war American literature, it's absolutely worth going to. But the super enthusiastic tour guide said to me, he goes, I think, you know, so first of all, we should establish that Kurt Vonnegut is the most famous Hoosier of all.
Hoosier.
And I said, Hoosier, yeah. So I said, is he though? And he went, oh, no, absolutely.
Who's the more famous Hoosier?
Oh, well, Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
He's from Gary, Indiana.
I see, yeah.
And he looked at me. I have to say, I admired his game. He went, okay, they're on a par. And I went, are they though?
Do you think they're slowly disassociating themselves from Michael Jackson is what you suspect?
No. Sure, look it. No. No, for whatever it is. Anyway, Michael Jackson transcends everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what they have is like, listen, if you ever went out there, the Children's Museum of Indianapolis is the world's largest kids' museum.
Yeah?
Yep.
Impressive?
Yeah. Okay. Very. I mean, I'm not a child, but I imagine if I was if I was once. But yes, it is. It's over five floors. It's got like amazing exhibitions on all of this stuff that really triggers interest in the kids. Dinosaurs, space, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mentioned the Kurt Vonnegut Museum. One of the things that Indianapolis has done over the last, you know, 20 or 30 years or so is really invest in as a sports town. So, you know, the Colts, the NFL football team are from there. The Indiana Pacers, who are currently in the Eastern Conference playoffs against the New York Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh yeah, and Indiana is basketball mad. So I was talking to a guy who was heading off and he was going, yeah, no, we're going to spend two nights in Indianapolis and then we're going to some town.
Sorry,
called-
are those Eastern Conference finals, are they over? Did the Knicks win? No? Are Knicks not going to the NBA finals?
Are they?
Yeah, I think they are,
Okay, maybe they are.
Yeah.
So I've missed it. Ooh, sorry, Pacers.
Yeah.
But so I was talking to him and he says, yeah, I'm going to this town in Indiana called French Lick. And I was like,
oh, the hick from French
Very
Lick.
Very good.
Boom. I do know a famous Hoosier.
Yes, you do.
Ah,
yeah. Larry Bird is the hick from French Lick. And I that's made me laugh.
That's great.
I enjoyed that one very much. What it is more than anything, it's a relatively small city of a million people. So around the size of Dublin, more or less. Eminently walkable. There's an 8 mile culture trail, it's called. But basically, it's a bike path.
Okay.
You rent bikes. And you can cycle around the city and it's really nice and it's super flat. John Dillinger was from Indianapolis. So there's a bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, called the Slippery Noodle, where the wall has been shot up by John Dillinger and it was very famous in Prohibition, you know, as a speakeasy. But also, interestingly enough, the bar is so old that during the Civil War, it was used as part of the Underground Railroad. So, you know, that kind of underground network of smuggling escaped slaves up north to freedom. And so this bar served as a overnight hostelry. So there's rooms downstairs in the basement where overnight slaves could, or people who were escaping slavery, could hide away on their way up to cities like Chicago.
Yeah. Coles and Whitehead's book is amazing, isn't it? Underground Railroad.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, and that sense I thought really, really interesting. And the other thing as well is that, and I would say this about the Heartland generally, is like Chicago, people are incredibly friendly and it's not affected, maybe because they don't get mass tourism. So there's a genuine friendliness to the place.
Mm.
So when you're walking around and you know, and when you're there, the first time visitor, I've got my camera out and I'm taking photographs of things and I'm walking around and locals are kind of just nodding and going, hi.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Hey, how's it going?
If you get out of the big tourist traps in the States,
yeah,
it's not cool to say, Fionn, but they are amongst the friendliest people you'll ever meet.
And you know, and I guess to anybody who's, it's an interesting issue because, of course, given the current political climate and these headwinds that we keep hearing about, what was interesting is Indianapolis is a liberal city in a Republican state.
Mm.
So Indianapolis, like virtually every fourth person that I got engaged in conversation with, inevitably got to the point of like, here's the world really pissed off with us.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's there was a sense of like, wow, something terrible is, you know, we're not basically, there's a real message of like, not everyone is a big Trump over here.
Listen, you've sold Indianapolis to me there.
It's
now,
a lovely place. I must say, I was only there for 3 days.
Yeah.
And so not nearly enough to kind of get anything more than a
sense
of the
place. What's the best time of the year to go to Indianapolis?
Well, now, particularly, because the weather's lovely. They didn't have a spring, they were telling me, so it was kind of colder and rainy. But really, it should be around 20 degrees and sunny.
Okay.
And then in the summertime, it gets quite warm.
Yeah, but kind of that shoulder season, as they say.
But it doesn't get super, super snowy or anything like that in winter. Yeah.
So listen, as you say, our Lingus are flying
four times a week.
To Indianapolis, home of the Indy 500 and the Hick from French Lick, as we learned. Fionn, thank you very, very much. Fionn will be back at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.